Well, we've just about reached the end of another episode of Naked Oceans and the end of this series. So we'll leave you with one more offering for the Critter of the Month Hall of Fame. We caught up with another marine expert and asked them, if you were a marine critter, which would you be and why?
I'm Greg Rouse. I'm a professor here at Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And if I had to be a critter, I would choose Ozodax, which are bone-eating worms. These amazing animals live in the deep sea, mainly. And what they're doing is, as little baby larvae that are swimming around in the plankton, they're waiting for the occasional bones of a dead whale falling to the bottom. They then land on these bones, and of course most of them never have the chance to land on a bone because they die. But those that do land on the bones, and they grow up by co-opting bacteria to live in their tissues and working together with the bacteria, they dissolve the bone and eat the fats and collagen in the bone. What's amazing about them is that the ones that initially settle are all females. So it's females who dissolve and eat the bone. And then once they've covered the bone, any new babies coming in are taken by the females and made into little dwarf males. So the females actually accumulate harems of dwarf males. So far we've found 17 species of these amazing animals, and they were only discovered in 2002, and we think there are probably many more species of these all over the oceans of the world waiting for bones to fall to the bottom. The other thing we've been studying is when they might have evolved, because whales have only been around for about 50 million years, and some of the recent work we've done has shown that, in fact, they'll eat fish bones and other mammal bones, and we're starting to think that they might now have been around in the Cretaceous back more than 65 million years ago, when they could have been eating vast bone resources such as plesiosaurs and mosasaurs. So they might actually be a very ancient group of worms, and their closest relatives are actually hydrothermal vent worms that are gigantic animals called Riftia. But all of this group, actually, we've now discovered, are not anything more than derived relatives of things that we're familiar with, such as earthworms and other things called annelids. So the amazing worm Ozodax is really just a very, very bizarre relative of earthworms.
That was Greg Rouse from Scripps Institution of Oceanography talking about Ozodax, the amazing bone-eating worms. And I actually find it quite entertaining that the nickname for those things is the bone-eating snot flower. Not the most attractive name and not necessarily the most attractive organism, but amazing, amazing creatures nonetheless. Well, you can catch up with all of our Critters of the Month, and there's a whole year's worth of them now at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
That's it for Naked Oceans this month, and it's also the end of the current series. But fear not, we will be back with a one-hour special of The Naked Scientists, where Sarah and I will choose our favourite bits from the first series, and we might even give you a bit of a glimpse behind the scenes. So for now, it just remains for me to say a huge thank you to Alistair Gammell, Frederick Ming, Douglas Bartlett, Kevin Hardy, Tim Shank, and Greg Rouse. And thanks once again to everybody who's made an appearance on this first series of Naked Oceans. We obviously couldn't do it without you. We'll be back in August with Naked Oceans Series 2. So until then, do keep in touch. Let us know if you have any marine topics you'd like us to delve into in the next series, or maybe you've got an oceans question that you'd like us to tackle. We're on Twitter at Naked Oceans. You can email us. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. And you can listen back through the whole first series of Naked Oceans so far and find loads of marine information and all sorts of stuff at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. As always, thanks for listening and catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by The Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.